President Trump, LeBron James racist rants are divisive, nasty, insulting, demeaning. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 22, 2021. Former President Donald Trump issued a statement on Thursday slamming NBA star LeBron James for his racist rants that are doing nothing to bring our country together. LeBron James should focus on basketball rather than presiding over the destruction of the NBA, which has just recorded the lowest television ratings by far in the long and distinguished history of the league, the former president stated. His racist rants are divisive, nasty, insulting, and demeaning, Trump continued. He may be a great basketball player, but he is doing nothing to bring our country together. Trump's comments come a day after James tweeted, and then deleted, a photo of a Columbus, Ohio police officer present during the fatal shooting of Makia Bryant, with the caption, "Your next hashtag accountability," in all caps. James later took to Twitter to try to explain why he deleted his "Your next" tweet. In the process of explaining, the NBA star blamed others for creating hate. "I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate," James tweeted. "This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system, and they always use our words to create more racism. I'm so desperate for more accountability," he added. The former president is not the only political figure to comment on the NBA star's recent behavior on social media. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, reacted by tweeting, "LeBron James is inciting violence against an Ohio police officer. This is disgraceful and dangerous," the senator added. "Is the NBA okay with this? Is Twitter? People like LeBron James and his friends on the left are driving good people away from careers in law enforcement," tweeted Ohio State Representative Mike Loychik, RBZ. "This is the exact opposite of how to improve policing," Loychik added. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, also weighed in, tweeting, "LeBron James truly has a lot of nerve targeting a police officer for doing his job. I'm not sure what China has on him, but his constant push for division in this country is obscene," Boebert added. Talking about oppression from a multi-million dollar mansion. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.